Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
What is very, very concerning is what is going on with the health department. We've seen a recent suspension of a doctor because he called out how bad the situation is. Dear South Africa has been referred to as a terrorist organization by the Department of Health. Gosh, Rob Hutchinson, Managing Director of Dear South Africa, you ever see yourself as a freedom fighter before this?
definitely not, but you know, times change, and mm-hmm. here we are being called a terrorist. Is that a freedom fighter, Howard?
I don't know. You know the age-old argument, one person's terrorist is another freedom fighter.
Exactly.
But either way, Rob, just give us some context to this rather bizarre allegation.
Well, we're involved in a court case right now challenging the Health Act regulations and the shift of the temporary regulations to be permanent underneath the Health Act. And as such is a discovery process, we're actually in court on the 25th to the 27th of July. And during that process, there's obviously a discovery process where each legal team sends documents to each other. So we received about 1.5 million pages of information from the Department of Health, which is an extraordinary amount. And in that, there were emails, comments from the public, submissions, presentations to Parliament and the various teams, which will help us build our case. And in amongst that, there was an email which was headed, it was all about these organized groups that are opposing the Health Act. And apparently they're four such groups, and obviously we are one of them. And the email actually said that these groups are undermining government processes, they are not to be trusted. They seem to be conducting terrorism against the state by opposing the regulations and sabotage. And we are instigating chaos or terrorism against the state in those words.
Nothing like a little bit of hyperbolic language.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is obviously deliberately done to create the impression, perhaps influence judges and so on. I mean, it's quite laughable at the end of the day, but however, it has to be taken seriously.
So why is the department reacting so aggressively? And we're starting to see this, as I say, the suspension of this other young doctor during this last the last couple of days. We're seeing a lot of very aggressive behavior from the Department of Health. What is going on there?
Well, Howard, it's obvious that the government doesn't have any legitimate defense for these Health Act regulations, you know. And as you say, they are attacking absolutely everywhere. When someone is cornered, they tend to act irrationally. And if they can't produce evidence, which is all we're requesting is the evidence behind these decisions, then they will resort to attacks. And they will attack anyone to keep this farce alive. I mean, referring to a concerned civil society organizations as well as ordinary citizens who participated constitutionally, which as is required by the Constitution, about 300,000 people had their say on it. They would also be classified as terrorists now, because each one of those did oppose the shifting of the COVID regulations to be under the Health Act.
So what is likely to happen now? I mean, you've got the case coming up where you're challenging a very specific but important notion. But the war or the fight seems to have now become a little bit broader than just that case.
Yes, it has become a lot broader. As we dig deeper, we uncover a lot more. And the state obviously has to defend those decisions. But the crux of the matter remains the same, is that why do we need permanent COVID regulations to be sitting under that permanent piece of legislation when should a pandemic arise again, or this COVID pandemic flare up again, then they can easily reenact the Disaster Management Act. So it's all based on the same premise. We want to find out what the decisions are, what science is it based on, and what advice and who they're getting it from.
And certainly it's something that we will keep a very, very close eye on. Let's hope that sense and sensibility prevails. Rob Hutchinson, Managing Director at Dear South Africa. Why was Dear South Africa referred to as a terrorist by the Department of Health? I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.